have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Tonight, we're going to say it again, open up your mouth and say something. The Lord want to hear what you have to say tonight. So we bless the Lord. Go ahead and call a neighbor. Go ahead and call a friend. Let them know that Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter is on the line tonight. Amen. As promised, we're here tonight, and there is a word from the Lord. Somebody say, is there a word from the Lord? Yes, there is. Come on. We are so elated and excited tonight about the word of the Lord, and I'm going to give you a few minutes to go ahead and dial a neighbor, call a friend, tell them I'm on here tonight. Hallelujah. I don't care how you got to get them on here, by three-way, two-way, email them, whatever you got to do, get them here tonight. Hallelujah. There's a specific assignment tonight, and I want you to get them on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. So open up your mouth and say something. Hallelujah. You need to begin to open up your mouth and declare what you want to be manifested at or into existence right now. We got to just stop letting things go on in our lives. We just got to stop letting the devil just run havoc with us. And we got to stop allowing him to come in and just take over our homes. Hallelujah. You're going to have to open up your mouth and begin to tell that devil, listen here, Satan, you have no power over me. You have no power and or authority over my household. Get thee behind me. Listen, open up your windows, open up your doors, and send him to flight. Come on, people of God. We got to use the gifts and the tools that God has given us. We got to learn how to strategize. We got to be master strategists, hallelujah, so that we can defeat the devil every time. We already possess in us what we need to overcome him every time. He is a defeated foe, and he's on his way back. Where to hell? Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. I want to go ahead and get my accolades out of the way. Amen. Tonight I give a high esteem and high honor. Amen. Amen to Dr. Kimmy Kim. Amen. Hallelujah. Who makes these things possible for me? Amen. I appreciate, amen, her doing what she does for me. I'm so in awe. Amen. For her to think about a little Alabama girl. Come on here, somebody. A little Alabama girl. Yeah, she's doing things in the kingdom. Amen. But for her to take this side of my ministry to the next level, I thank God for what she's doing. Amen. And I want to give a shout out right now to my husband, my friend, my confidant, my lover. Hallelujah. The best man that could ever walk the face of the earth to me. I thank God tonight for my bishop and my pastor, Bishop James Hunter. Amen. I give him honor tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all. Y'all may not love your man, but baby, I love mine. Come on here. I got, Lord have mercy. Don't get me started, y'all. I'm trying to get in the word. Come on now. Stay in the word, Apostle. Stay in the word. Amen. We're going to the word of the Lord in just a few minutes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us go ahead into a word of prayer. Now, while I'm getting ready to go into prayer, I need you high-tech people of God. Amen. Use them Holy Ghost fingers and begin to text your friends and say, dial in, dial in, dial in, or connect them in. Come on. I want them to be in on this from the beginning. Come on. I don't want them to just hop on the end. I need them to be in from the beginning because tonight we want to teach. Amen. I love to teach, so we're going to teach the word of the Lord. And I hope that this word applies. I know it applies to your life because God would give it for me to speak. Amen. But I want you to use it. Make it applicable for your life so that you can be better at every aspect of your life, not just spiritually, but you need to be spiritually, financially, mentally, psychologically. Come on. Did I say physically? Okay. Health-wise, whatever area that you need it to be, you need to be in. You need to apply it. Amen. So let us go before the throne of grace where we may obtain mercy. Father, tonight we give you glory. Father, tonight we give you praise. We honor you tonight, oh God. We extol you, God, for there is no God like you. There is no God like Jehovah. Father God, look down upon this radio broadcast tonight, oh God, for everyone up under the sound of my voice. I speak tonight that you will go into their homes, God, before they get up off this phone lines tonight, oh God, that you will meet the need. You will make every crooked place straight. Father, we give you the praise tonight for doing so. Open up their ears so that they may be able to hear what you're saying. Open up their hearts to receive what you're saying tonight. Father, we decrease, hallelujah, so that you may increase in us and get all of the glory. These and other blessings we ask in your son Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. So listen, I'm not going to be political tonight, I don't think. Hallelujah. I'm not going into that arena, but I may just do it. Yeah, let me go on in there because you know I got to run in there for just a minute. How about that? We ain't going to be in there long, but just a minute. Let me talk about, back in 2019, God began to tell me and show me that if the United States is not careful, by 2025, China would have taken over the United States, the USA. So, you know, okay, I still saw what God was saying, and I was like, I really didn't do no research. You know, I just listened to what the Lord is saying. I said, well, Lord, why? Well, what do you mean? Why are you telling me? So I'm just saying, when God reveals a thing to you as intercessors, as prophetic people, as people of Yahweh, immediately don't go into, you know, go ahead and pray concerning the matter. Because if he reveals it to you, that means he want to heal it. If he reveals it to you, that means he wants you to pray over to stop it, to block it, to hold it up, or whatever the case may be. Sometimes God is testing you to see if you're going to take out the time to pray. A lot of times he show you people in your dreams, and you'll lay there in your bed, won't move, won't say a prayer, get up, remember the dream, or won't ask God to rebuke the dream. You don't do any of that. And so that's really not good, being a prophetic person. You have to pray. Amen. And for those of you listening to me tonight, listen good, because you're going to hear some instructions tonight as it pertains to the word. And a lot of times we will miss it. Hear me good. We will miss it. God can tell us to do a thing. Hear me good now, because y'all, I don't want y'all ignorant of Satan devices, because that's how we miss it, because we get ignorant, because we get lazy, because we get dumbfounded, because we want to dumb it down, because we don't want to know. You need to know what God is doing and what he's saying. So we get, I'm going to go back. Let me go back to this political part, but if I don't even get that, it doesn't even matter. But as he was telling me to pray concerning that matter, concerning China, when I formed the prayer line in January of 2020, I began to tell them, I said, God, he put a burden on me to pray for it, to pray against China, to pray against their work, their tactics, their plots and plans for USA. And so I birthed that in the prayer line very well in January. And so, and I would tell, in every platform I would go on, every live, it's already recorded on some of my Facebook lives, that if we didn't pray, the intercessors, that by 2025, China, you know, would take over USA. So, however, so as of last week, you know, the Olympics has started, right? And so we see a picture of Putin and the leader of China together, shaking hands, and they're forming. They say they're not allies, but they are forming an alliance. And they say that they're not, but they are, because God said, look at the bigger picture. They're shaking hands at the Olympics, right? Okay, so they're forming an alliance. You can look it up. They're forming an alliance. And what they're doing is saying, you know, Putin is saying he doesn't care about what Biden is saying. He doesn't care about the United States. He's going to go ahead and move on in into the Ukraine. We've been praying against all of this. We've been praying against China. We've been praying against Russia. We've been praying against Afghanistan. And we have been praying against the war for you in Ukraine. The United States is always into somebody else's business. They need to stay and take care of United States business and all those people coming over the wall, right, and handle our business and let these other people fight their battles, right? Glory to God. So they're forming an alliance. Now, our troops have been dispatched. They have not, President Trump did not send them into Ukraine, but they are on the outskirts, and they, you know, they're forming in different areas. However, Putin said he's getting ready to do whatever he want to do, because Biden even said that Ukraine doesn't have a voice in this matter. So what he's saying is, I know I'm your ally. I know we get stuff from you guys, but listen, you don't have a say. It's what I say, all right? This is what Biden is saying, all right? And so, but Putin said, I don't care what Biden's saying. He said, I'm ready to attack on Ukraine, all right? So here it is. It's going to put us in another war. But the Bible said there shall be wars. We read it in Matthew. There shall be wars and rumors of wars, but it's not yet the end. However, the last war that we've been in has been one of the longest wars of our time, right? So Yeah, there are wars and rumors of wars, and this is yet not the end, but we do know that we are in the end, okay? I just feel like we shouldn't be, and this is my personal opinion, we shouldn't be over there trying to fight nobody battles. We got enough problems right here. The United States is broke. We don't have no money. You see them spending trillions of dollars, but that has been money that has been accumulated over the years, money that they've taken from us, money, you see what I'm saying? All these monies, and you know, but they're broke. That paper dollar doesn't mean a thing. It doesn't even have value. It's lost its value, but we're not going to get into that. So I was seeing them, and so I said, okay, God, you showing me this. And the China have bought places. They got places in Texas. They bought places in Jamaica. They're training their people in Jamaica, in Texas. They got training sites. Oh, you all hear what I'm saying? Military, they setting up camp to come and invade the United States. And here we looking, and you still, why? And I made a post. Why is that President Trump, Biden still want to do commerce with China when you can make it in the USA? Come on here. We got everything we need. We don't need them to make our stuff for pennies on the, well, I'm going to say cents on the dollar, not pennies. Well, not even a, yeah, we'll say pennies on the dollar. But however, we need to mind our own business. And that's my tea for the political arena tonight. Now let's get back to this word. In this word tonight, I want to talk to you, give you how God, you want to show you how God gave instructions. But as a prophetic person, as a prophet of God, how sometimes we miss it because one of fear. Can I talk to you about fear? Fear will cause you. It'll cause you to be. It'll grip you. It'll cripple you. It'll cause you to be stagnated in your walk, in your everyday life, at your jobs, and how you deal with people. You'll deal with people from a fearless place, meaning that everything you bowing down, you're dummying down because of fear. I bind the spirit of fear off of you tonight, off of those that have come back by replay. I bind the spirit of fear, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a what? Sound mind. I feel like teaching tonight. And if I go over, we go over to 7:30, it's all good. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, but we ain't going over tonight. Amen. So listen, let's go to the book, 1 Samuel. The 16th chapter. Go to 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, and it reads, "And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel?" Let me say that again. "And the Lord said unto Samuel," Samuel is the prophet in this season, what we're talking about, "how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king over his son." Listen to the instructions, people, as I read. "And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint me him whom I name unto thee." Y'all listening to the instructions. Here you see God is talking to the prophet Samuel. Samuel is a priest as well. And he's asking him, how long are you going to mourn over Saul? A dead situation. It's dead to me. It's dead to God at this point. It's useless at this point. Because God has given him instructions. God have told him to go and kill the Amalekites and kill them till you have consumed them. He said, kill everything and burn. I mean, just take them out of here. And he refused to do what God told him to do. And that's like with a lot of us. God tell us to do things, and because we just want to be Billy Bad Behind, we don't do it. And sometimes you don't do it out of fear. You should fear the one who have power over your life, who have power to who breathes life into you, and who's the one who takes your life. Come on here. And then you around here running and scared of man. You need to fear God. Come on here. Man can't do nothing to you unless he allow it. You got to understand your place, your possession. Glory to God. So Samuel here is talking to God. You know, God said, I'm rejecting him. I'm your daddy. I'm your boss, Samuel. I hired you. I put you in the position. And yet you mean to tell me I'm rejecting him and you want to still be in sorrow because I'm rejecting him? All right, then, you know, God will let you have that thing. Some of y'all better hear me tonight. You want to put up with what people say. If you put more precedence over what they say than what God says. It's like what matters to you is how a person feel about you, and then you ain't caring about what God think about you. You ain't caring about the thing you doing, but you want to think about what this person, or you need validation from man. All you need is God's validation. Man can't listen. Man doesn't have the power to elevate you. The Bible says it's God who elevates you. Right? So then the Bible says promotion comes from God. So when your bosses give you a promotion, guess what it came from? It came from God, because if it wasn't for him, God is the source. He gives your jobs as the resource. Come on, somebody. Talk back to me. I need to know y'all on here tonight. And can you hear me clearly? Hallelujah. I need to know y'all are on here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So he's giving him instruction, right? He got to dress Samuel. How long are you going to mourn? You know I rejected him as king over Israel. Fill your flesh with anointing oil and get going. Get going. Get going. And what he's basically saying, get up from there. Get yourself up. Shake yourself loose and keep it moving. Amen. He says, go to Jesse of Bethlehem. I spotted the very king I wanted among his sons. And so, Samuel, I can't do that. I can't do it. Saul going to kill me if he hear about it. Sounds like fear to me. What you think about it? He's fearing Saul from killing him instead of obeying God, who have the power to kill him as well, to take him out of here, to keep him saved. Come on. God will take you up out of this earth. This place that is not our home, he will take you from up out of here to keep you safe so that you can make it in, so that you can see him in the end, right? Hallelujah. Because some of you going to turn on God just as sure as them folks busting your doors because you didn't get this jab. Some of you going to turn. Y'all turning right now. You telling on people who ain't got it. Let me tell you something. It is my right. If I don't want it, I don't have to have it. That's my right, right? That's my right. But y'all going to go and tell them. Oh, I almost said some color man. But y'all going to go tell the man on me because you mad because I didn't take it and I'm healed. You mad because I'm saved and filled and ain't nothing wrong with me, but you keep getting the jab and you dying. Come on here, somebody. Yeah, they're going to turn on you. Your family members going to turn. Oh, yeah. Your closest relatives. Oh, my God. The ones you feed, the one you eat with every day, going to turn. Watch it and see. They're turning right now. Telling everything. They snitching you out, baby. But it's okay, because if God be for you, woo, Lord have mercy, he's more than this whole wicked world. He's more. Hallelujah. If he's for you, this wicked world don't even stand a chance. They don't even stand a chance for God. So then he begins to say, and take the heifer and with you and announce, I've come to lead you in worship of God. Amen. With this heifer as a sacrifice. He says, make sure you invite Jesse. Lord have mercy. He said, call Jesse to the sacrifice. That's the same thing. Make sure you invite Jesse. I'll let you know what to do next. I point out the one you are to anoint. I'll point him out, says God. So what? First of all, here God shows you how you ought to be courteous, how to act when you go to somebody's house. Y'all folks, you go to people's house unannounced. Come on here. You don't never go to nobody's house unannounced. If you see it in the book, it's in the Bible where God said, and call Jesse to the sacrifice. Let him know. You don't go show up at Jesse's house. I don't care how well you think you know him. I don't care how well he might have given you some of his lamb chops and whatever have you. You never go to anybody's house unannounced. I don't care if that is your best friend. I don't care. Even the maid better call me. Come on here, somebody. You don't show up to nobody's house without calling them, without warning them, without getting their permission, because you're a trespasser. Uh-huh, I called you a trespasser, and you see it right here. He had to announce to Jesse that he was coming. You just don't show up. And then he brought what? A sacrifice. You never go to a prophet's house. I'm talking about the spiritual house. I'm talking about the house where they may live in, or the house where they may minister. You never go empty-handed. And that's why I don't understand why I see why some churches, including mine, ain't as prosperous as they should be because you don't do the principal thing. You never come before a prophet without an offering. Meaning that whether it be a heifer, whether it be a ham, whether it be a turkey, whether it be some filet mignon, come on here, whether it be a porterhouse, whether it be some salmon, whatever it may be, whether it be some moolah, come on, money, right? You never come to a before a prophet without anything. That's why y'all can't get the full deliverance. That's why you can't get fully blessed because you try to crumb out the prophet. Don't you know the word of the Lord says, believe in the Lord thy God, so shall ye be established. But when you believe, oh Messiah, but when you believe the prophets, so shall ye prosper. You got to believe the prophets and you're going to prosper. But guess what? You don't go to the prophets without nothing. You got to give God an offering, a praise offering. You got to glorify him, a worship. Come on here. You can't go empty-handed. Oh, I done messed 1,000 people up just then. Dr. Kimmy Kim, I done messed them up. I done shut it down right there. Uh-huh. Well, how you? Oh, so you're talking about money. Baby, it could be money. It could be your talents. It could be your goods and your services. Oh, yeah, all of that. You never go before a prophet empty-handed. Y'all didn't know it. If you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory. I just helped you out tonight. That's how you make things move for you. That's how. But then when you go and you're going to give, and then when it's time, if they ask for an offering afterwards, and in our house, you get one offering. But if they ask something, we need to have 4 or 5 offerings, glory to God, for the mandate that's on our house. but you know, you crumb out God. You go and you give a dollar. Baby, your dollar can't move or shake nothing. Not in the kingdom. What is going to shake? You can't even get that to, you wouldn't even get that to a homeless person. They can't get nothing with a dollar and with the inflation going up, up, up and up. Come on now, let's be real tonight. Be real with yourself. If you can't be real with nobody else, you ought to be able to be real with yourself. I'm moving on because I got to get somewhere. Amen. And all right, let's go to verse 4. And Samuel did. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, comest thou peacefully? They want to know how he was coming, right? If he was coming like a mad wind to tell something or what? Because the prophets got the ability. We have the ability to speak light. We have the ability. We got to speak depth. There's some things God said, speak depth on it because it is what it is. And that's not that. But, you know, I wouldn't want that, you know, job. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 5, and he said, peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourself and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. Y'all better hear this tonight. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance. But the Lord looketh on the heart. Come on, somebody say, the Lord look on the heart. I hear y'all saying it. I don't really hear y'all saying it, but I just hear you saying it in the spirit. Hallelujah. We don't get nowhere beyond that. We'll stop right there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So here it is. Going back to verse 4, and we're going to talk a little bit. Samuel did what God told him. You know, he came on, he did it, and he arrived. The town fathers greeted him, but apprehensively, they were afraid to deal with him. That's why the Bible said they tremble. You know, is there anything wrong? Is something wrong? Because if most time when, most time when you have a priest or prophet to go out, a prophet rather, to go to a place, they are already either summoned by the king and God have already given them what they are to do once they arrive. I told you to listen to the instructions. Amen. To listen to the instructions that the Lord was giving him. go back and just replay whatever you need to do. But God gives us instructions, all right? And everything that we're dealing with in life, he gives us how. He'll show you how to get out of it if you pay attention, all right? So, and then, you know, he replied, Samuel replied that he was coming peaceably, right? Said he was coming to make a sacrifice, lead him into worship. And he said, consecrate yourself, sanctify yourself. How many of us are sanctified? Sanctification means that you're setting apart. I'm going to set myself apart. I'm not going to be like the world. I'm not going to look like the world. I'm in this world, but I ain't got to act like them, all right? That should be a difference about you as it pertains to the way you live. The way holiness is a lifestyle. It does not mean that you can't have fun and be holy. Come on. And y'all talking about y'all hood, have holy. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Y'all need to stop saying that, because if you say you have hood and have holy, you all the way hood, baby, because you can't be both. You are either going to be one or the other, all right? You can't be lukewarm. You're going to be hot or cold. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. And so he was coming peacefully, but he was coming to sanctify them. Amen. And to bring them in, to sanctify them and to consecrate them. Anytime you're consecrated, that means you're anointed, you've been set aside, whatever the washing and the cleansing. Back then, they washed and cleansed themselves, their body, right? They didn't come, they ain't come with red lipstick on, but they ain't come with my ruby woo. Amen. They ain't come with a pile of makeup. Amen. And they didn't come with all that perfume and cologne. Come on, all that different scents. Come on. They sanctified themselves and consecrated themselves before the mighty hand of God, because there was something that God wanted to do. They didn't know, right? God didn't prepare them, because if God had prepared Jesse at this time, Jesse would have known when he saw Samuel. Amen. Or when Samuel called him, he would have already knew what time it was, right? But he didn't. So that's why he had to do it the way God told him to do it, because he was already scared, right? So you go into a town and people don't know what time it is, they liable to jump on you. Come on, they liable to take you out. But however, God had made the way already. Can I tell y'all, y'all be trying to do your own thing when God already outlined how it should go. If you follow the outline, somebody say, follow the print. If you follow the print that God has already laid out for you in your life, you'll be a whole lot better. You'll be a whole lot further, and you'll have a whole lot of stuff. The reason you don't have it, because you want to do it your way. If you do it God's way, baby, you listen. All of us have made mistakes, but I'm going to tell you this. I've learned to be obedient to the Father, because in my obedience, hallelujah, there is, and in my obedience to him, there comes a lot of weight. I'm talking about the weight of the glory of the Lord. Because when you're obeying him, he said, hey, it ain't nothing. He listen, he said, okay, I got you. I got it stored up for you. I'm going to release it when it's necessary. Oftentimes, God don't release certain things in your hands because you're not ready for it. Just like a husband. Some of you ain't ready for a husband. You need to get yourself together. You need to heal. This is the month where we're dealing with the matters of the heart. So everything, every trauma, every pain that you've endured, you need to give it to God so that he can heal you for real from the inside out. Ain't no need of you keep putting band-aids on these wounds. There's no need of you faking the funk. Amen. There's no need of you trying to pacify it either, and walking around life for 20 years and you still hurting from childhood. Come on here. There's no need for you to do that. It is time to get free from all of that excess baggage that you're carrying around. And let me tell you, when you begin to get weak about something, it'll creep back up on you. And you'll be wondering, I thought I dealt with that. And the devil bring it right back up in your face, because Satan goes on your past. Satan don't know your future, honey. He only know your past. That's why he whoop you with your past. That's why you can't get free in your mind, because he keep whooping you with what you used to do. Stop talking about what I used to do and talk about what I'm doing right now. And that way, that's how you get the victory over him, because he got to come to you with right now, present tense, relatable, right in your face stuff. He can't come to you with what you did 20 years ago. You might have been a freak 20 years ago and you were sexing everybody, but that's your past. Don't you let people bring your past up to you like that. Tell them, listen, I might have did it. That was my old address. I don't live there no more. And the Bible says that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because tell them, baby, I'm walking after the things of the spirit and not of the flesh. Amen. Moving on. So here we go down to verse 6. My God. When they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eliab and thought, here he is, God's anointed. Verse 7, but God told Samuel, looks on everything. But the Lord said to Samuel, look not on his countenance. Stop looking at his face. Stop looking at the build, huh? Because he might be fine, because he got broad shoulders. And he looked like he got a strong back. Huh? He got muscles, bicep, tricep, got a six pack. And you thinking that, oh, it doesn't, listen, I'm trying to tell you, it's sometimes the least one that you think that's going to make it, the least one that you look over because they didn't look like you, they didn't have what you have. The least one is the one God will use. He said, I'll take the foolish things to confound the wise. It's foolish to you to get old dirty boy, a boy that look like, oh, Lord, have mercy. What are they going to do? But what y'all got to remember, David killed tigers, lions, and bears. I am just mad. I'm just adding because I love to just do that. But he done slaughtered. Come on here. Plenty of folks. Lord Jesus. I'm talking about David. I'm ahead of myself, but I'm talking about David. He, listen, you got to look. You try to find somebody that looks like a king. You want a pretty boy. Can I talk to y'all for a minute? You want one of them pretty boys, one that dressed preppy, and one look like he a lawyer, one look like he a politician, one look like he edumacated. Come on here, somebody. Talk back to me. One that got a certain kind of look and a certain kind of swag. Smell it all good, but listen, Lord have mercy. You looking at all of that, but you failing to realize the one that God want to use may be somebody who wearing the same jeans for a whole week, got hole in his pants. Listen, he ain't got no good, don't have good shirts. I'm just giving you an example. See, the one y'all overlooking, the girl you overlooking, she got on glasses, bifocals. She don't, you know, she don't have no clothes, and you know, she look homely. The one y'all jank every day, that's the one God will elevate in the realm of the spirit. He'll elevate them right before your eyes while you're talking about them. God is working on them. My God, tonight. So it says, stop looking at their the statue. Stop looking at the height. Y'all stop looking at the color because you want them light-skinned boys. All right. But them chocolate bars, them chocolate drops got it going on. Can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you? Glory to God. But let me say this. All men, all our African-American seed has it going on. I don't care what color. They still got it going on. Amen. Because they were created in God's image, the image of their father. Amen. So he says, I have refused him. Now, being a prophet, I'm a prophet before I'm anything else. I'm a prophetess of God. Being that God would say, listen, I done gave you instruction. And I see you doing some of the things I told you to do, but you ain't doing it all. We can go back to, let me take you back just a minute. Let's go back when he said, now hear the word of the Lord. Verse 3, he says, okay, and your Bible says, and thou shalt appoint unto me, and thou shalt appoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. God is telling him, I'm going to appoint him. I shall, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. I'm going to tell you who he is. Don't you get ahead of me. Don't get presumptuous. Don't be so anxious to get the job done so you can get on back home to Saul. Come on here. Don't be so anxious. Right? And that's in verse 3. Y'all read it back for yourself. Hallelujah. And God said, God said, listen, you too busy trying to, you worried about this, but I will appoint out the one you are to anoint. I, God, will appoint out. So, you know, God says, I refuse him. For the Lord said, not a man as man said. God's ways are not our ways, neither his thought our thoughts. He don't see it like we see it, because we only see what we of the present tense. God looks down the long haul. We only see what we think we see. And that's why you get in trouble, because you're looking at your condition as it may appear to you. But if you can look and look beyond that and see yourself out of that situation quickly, you can come out of it. Stop seeing yourself in the situation, in the matter, in the circumstance, and see yourself up out of it. I hope y'all learning something tonight. So God says, I have refused him, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord. Somebody say, but the Lord. But the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. But the Lord looketh on the heart. Right? Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. So here it is. You know, looks ain't everything, Samuel. Can I tell Samuel, if I was saying, right, let's look, brother. But God told you, Samuel, looks on everything. Don't be impressed with his looks and his stature. Y'all stop looking at these men talking about, he fine, he fine. He blowing my mind. Oh, Lord, he smells so good, girl. Oh, Lord. Y'all getting all crazy. I'm talking about crazy in love. For something that you can't have, because God never ordained, probably he wasn't the one that God ordained for your life. When you say, Lord, I want to, Lord, I'm in a place with you now. I want you to give me my husband, the husband that you chose, the man of God that you chose for me and my life to help me be who you are calling me to be and everything, and that we can live together peaceably and love each other and also do what you call us to do. So when you tell God that and you give him that job, why do you take it back? Some of you didn't start. It's God, it's okay to be specific. God love for you to be specific with him. He want to hear what you, he already know your thoughts, y'all. He know your thoughts before you think them. So he knows when you say, well, look, you know, Lord, I really like them tall, 6'3", 6'4". It's cool with me. You know, something, somebody that has both street sense and book sense. You know, that's what you want. Tell God what you want. But you remember, you just gave him permission to give you the man that he wants. Because let me tell you something. God will, and he will test you when you do it, so you might as well get ready. He will test you. He'll send some old jitterbug, as the old people say. Old jitterbug, jitterbug. They call it jitterbug. The old jitterbug, and he coming all out the woodworks. He cleaning the board of hell. Ain't got a pot to piss in or a bucket to throw, or a window to throw it out of. He ain't got nothing going on, but he look good, and he clean. So as far as the surface, as far as you can see, but you're looking at the outward appearance because he looked clean, but honey, he ain't bathed in 10 days. And you, he talking them sweet nothings to you, and you all, you sprung, honey. He ain't had to do nothing to you but look at you and look in your eyes and tell you sweet nothings, and when you ready to go down the altar. And then here you go, and then so he does, and you start inviting him over, you're fixing him dinner, you brought him to your house. Now he's seeing where he gonna reside, baby. He laid out all the cards and everything. And now you, well, I want to, I got me to tell my family. He's out, don't tell them, because see, somebody in your family know who he really is. Come on, somebody. But anyway, however he comes in your life, and then God begin to show you things in a dream, and you're like, Lord, no, I'm not seeing this. This ain't real. This is the devil. Y'all stop blaming everything on the devil, because God will reveal to his prophetic people. He will not have you ignorant of Satan's devices, but sometimes you don't want to listen. Sometimes you're not paying attention to the signs, and so you want to do it your own way, as we see Samuel. I'm coming on back. As we see Samuel, God told him, say, I'm going to point out to you. I'm going to point out to you who I want to you to anoint. Samuel's main job was to go anoint David as king. He didn't have no other job to do but to anoint. God said, I'm going to point him out. I'm going to do this. I'm making a way. All your main job is to anoint him, because every king has to be anointed. Ah, my God. Uh-huh. They have to be anointed for this. And so that was his only job. But the thing about it is, he was so scared, and he was all of this. And so God had to, you know, do this, do that. God giving him strategies how to enter into the town, how to call on Jesse, to let him know, hey, knock, knock, I'm coming to your house. I'll be there in maybe a couple of weeks. I'm traveling by foot or by horse, however, but I'll be there. And Jesse was all right. They sent back another messenger. Hey, okay, it's cool. Come on. But then, you know, the way he went in, God had to give him the strategy because he was already fearful of being spotted out. He was fearful that someone was going to rat him out and let Saul know that he was there. Hallelujah. So, again, we're looking at the statue. We want this and we want that. And it's okay to have ambition. It's okay to have a desire for the way that you want. You know what you're attracted to. That's nothing wrong. There is a law of attraction. Amen. But don't let your law of attraction get to a man that once you marry him, he beat your brains out. Once you marry him, he's not the man that you thought he was. But when you give God permission to send you your husband, he's going to send the man that he knows that is best for the job. Now, let me help y'all sanctify believers out. The man may come in your life. You may look over him, right? Because the stature is not there. I said 6'5", and God, he's 6 feet. You see what I'm saying? The stature is not there. The color may not be there. He may have a long ponytail. Come on here. Pay attention. This is what I'm saying. The color is right. He talk nice, but because the statue ain't right, you want to throw up, you want to overlook him. But nah, he ain't my type. How you know if he your type or not? You ain't gave him a chance. Uh-oh, I'm helping somebody. Y'all may not say nothing, but y'all need to sow on this word tonight. Oh, yes, y'all do. Y'all need to sow on this. I am helping somebody, my God. So what you do is you fighting. You fighting. You're fighting. And God said, you gave me permission. So you gave me permission. I'm a amp him up. I'm going to have him just going all in. And you could reject him all you want. God knows what's best for us. He may give you what you need for down the long haul. You want him because you want to appease your flesh, and you want to show him off as a showpiece when God done already gave you the masterpiece, and you don't want to look at the masterpiece because there's some things you haven't dealt with and you don't really want nobody to know you really like him, or you some things about him you really don't want to address. You don't really want be bothered, but that's the one for you. You better take the one that God, that once you give him that permission, you better take the one he's in, because he knows better what we need than what we think we need. He knows better for us what we need to have, even when we don't even know what we need to have. God already knows. So when he gives you somebody, stop trying to sum the man up. You need to be making sure, God, is this the one you told me? Because now, listen, I don't really like him. He ain't my type now. But because you're sending him, you know, I want to make sure that's him. Once he quicken your spirit, you just let God be God. Amen. Hallelujah. So if I was a prophet, I am a prophet, but I would have, when God said I rejected him, oh, Lord, have mercy. I would have been embarrassed. I would have been upset. There are several reasons why I would have been upset. It's because I've been walking with the Lord. And I know when God unctions my spirit, when you know and you got a relationship with God, we still sometimes miss it, people. Let me say this. As prophetic people, we will miss it sometimes, all right? But when God tell you, I'm going to show you myself, if he going to show me himself, why am I being presumptuous? Why am I just making, you know, it's like saying, well, God, just be real. You didn't trust him. You didn't trust him enough. You didn't wait on him to do what he said he was going to do. We don't wait. We don't want to wait. We want that man right then. We don't care if he ain't got no money. We'll take care of him. Oh, yes, I will. Oh, Lord, I'm behind time. Okay, but we're going to end it right there. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight, if anything, God looks on the heart. He searches the heart of man. He don't look at your outward appearance. God is looking at your heart. So tonight I want y'all to reflect on things that have hurt you, that have caused trauma, that's caused pain, that you're still walking in unforgiveness, things that is holding you hostage and bondage. You need to release it and let God heal your heart. God cannot do anything unless you allow him to do it. He's not going to force himself on you. He is a gentleman. He's not like the men you've been with, okay? He's a gentleman. All right. So let God deal with your heart. Let him fix your heart and stop looking at people, what they look like on the outside. Baby, sometimes you got to open up that book and you got to go in and read. You got to come out that book, go back in that book, ask God to give you a clear vision, give you more clarity, because you don't want to make any mistakes. And so, and then we often struggle because we only looking at what we see and not what God is showing. Sometimes he try to show you the bigger picture, and you only see what you presently see. So tonight, stop looking at things and look at the heart. That person may have a great heart, but they may be ugly. They may have an ugly face, fine body, but they got a good heart. Whether you, what you rather have, the heart, or you got to have a pretty boy who don't really like women for real. Could be a DL brother, or you got a pretty boy, and he takes all your money. And he don't work. Well, so what do you want? Make sure you know what you're talking about and what you want in life, because we too old to be playing games. Come on, somebody. Y'all are too old to be playing games. Amen. I'm closing my paperback Bible. Amen. God bless you all. I hope you were blessed by the word. I hope that you apply this word to your life. And tonight, just make sure that you will follow the leading of the Lord. Stop rushing him. Stop rushing God. And wait. Learn how to wait on God. Amen. I bless the Lord for you tonight. It's so much stuff that you should have gotten tonight out of that word. There's so many nuggets. Amen. Amen. So Dr. Kim and Kim, at this time, we're getting ready to go to the phone lines. For the next 10 minutes, y'all better jump on here really quickly. Amen. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. All right. When you come on tonight, I need for you to give me your name, your city and state. Tell me where you're chiming in from. If you have a prayer request, you can ask, and or just let me flow with the things of the Lord. Amen. Come on, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening, Dr. Syria Hunter.
God bless you.
Minister Pam from Saraland, Alabama. I thank you so very much for that great word. I will put it to use. Amen. Amen. I'm going to sit and wait on God and tell God what I want. But I thank you so very much for that word. It was a powerful word, and I can't wait for next week.
Amen. God bless you for tuning in and joining me tonight. Amen. That word is definitely for us. I receive every word of it, because being a prophet, sometimes we know God, but we'll miss it. We will miss it. Okay? So you know how sometimes we beat ourselves up because we made a mistake. Just repent and get it back right. So thank you for tuning in with me tonight. I hope you have a wonderful evening. Let God be God in your life. Let him keep doing great and miraculous things in your life for you as well as your family. That is my prayer for you tonight. Go in peace, and we'll talk to you soon. God bless you.
Hello.
Caller, you on the air.
Hi, I'm Corinian. I'm here in Louisiana at work. That was a powerful word, and I really enjoyed it.
Amen. God bless you from Louisiana. Amen. God bless you tonight, Corinne. Amen. I hope that you have, will apply what you heard and learned tonight to your life. Amen. Just waiting on God, being patient, and don't be so quick to move out. And pay attention, because when he gives instructions, he'll give us instructions to follow so that our life won't be so hard, so that we'll be able to maneuver or to be able to navigate through life and the things that we may experience or go through in life. So God is really doing a new thing in you. Let God complete the work, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. We love you guys. Amen. Caller, you on the air.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessings upon Dr. Sylvia Hunter. This is Minister KB from Brookhaven area, the second Dr. Daytown. And I thank the Lord for that word tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. What's going on, Fireball?
Nothing but the wind.
you go on say nothing, but listen, you know that used to be a song. Ain't nothing going on but the rent. I think that's an old song. But let me tell you what's going on, honey. What's going on is the word of God, honey. He's saturating us with
Hallelujah.
This word, because we got to know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I don't care how the highest you can go to the highest of of the fivefold, which is the apostle, amen, to the lowest of the lowest, amen, which there are no lows in the fivefold ministry, amen. But what I'm saying is to down to the lay people, the door people, whoever, all of us are nothing but servants. But we can make a mistake when we don't follow the leading of and the instructions of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I was just showing y'all, you know, being a prophet, we do make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We're not perfect, you know, and people be expecting you to be perfect, but we're not perfect people and a perfect being, but we're striving for perfection. So I thank the Lord for you joining me tonight. I love you guys. Amen. Let everybody know I love them. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
I needed that word. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Call up. You're on the air.
Good evening, Apostle. How you doing tonight?
Oh, honey, if I was doing any better, I couldn't stand myself. How are you tonight, woman of God?
Oh, I'm making it.
You're doing more than making it. Mm. Don't say you making it, honey. We're not faking it till we make it. We are making it. Y'all better speak the right words. Words have power. So you got to declare, oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. We are making it. You're making it. Hallelujah. Is there any prayer requests?
No, ma'am. Just wanted to call in.
Well, thank you so much. Pick up. Amen. Wasn't it an awesome word? I felt that thing in my spirit. I felt like, ooh, my baby was leaping. Listen, and pick your spirit man up, okay? We cannot have walk around with our spirit low. Pick it up, pick it up. Get up from there, girl. Get on up, girl, and get on up, get up, get up now. Get up, get up, get up. Amen. I love you. God bless you. Have a good one.
God bless you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Call you on the air with the apostle.
Hey, this Ronnie's calling in from Cleveland, Ohio. How you doing tonight, Mama?
God bless you. How are you?
I'm good. It was a great word on tonight.
Amen.
You learn a lot.
I thought so.
We all have been through it. We all have done it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So therefore, we learn, we repent, and get back up. We don't wallow, you know, because it's like, when God corrects us, it is not for us to fall out of faith. It's not for us to fall out with God. It's not for us to leave the church. It is not for us to no longer do what he called us to do. No, we can't sit down. Well, every correction is for your making. Every rebuke is for your making. Even if, you know, whatever God says, and if you were wrong, you're just wrong. Say, well, Lord, I'm sorry. Repent to him and keep moving. Because if you do that, then he'll continue to use you. But if you sit down and I ain't going back to church, I'm not preaching no more. I don't want to see them folks. All right. Okay. We'll see how long that lasts. Amen. So
amen.
I thank God for you tonight. I just know that God is doing great things in your life. Keep looking to the author and the finisher of your faith. You don't need man's validation. Because man can't do what God can do for you. Amen. What you need done in your life right now, baby, it's coming from him. Amen. It's coming from the creator. Man, oh, my God. Man will listen. Man will talk about what they do and all of that stuff. Wait, I had to do. Now, I don't know. You ain't had to do anything because, honey, the reason why you're doing for me, because he said, my enemies will be my footstool. Everybody that talked about me and acting crazy and doing all sorts of stuff, guess what? Lord have mercy. Some of them got to come back to you to get it right. It's if they don't come back to you, their life won't go right. But I bless God for you tonight. Thank you.
Amen.
I love you. Talk to you
Thank
soon.
You.
God bless. Hallelujah.
Bye.
Call a last call. You're on the air. Hallelujah. Y'all know I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to wait. Y'all know that it seems like every time I say last caller, everybody get quiet. Everybody gets quiet. So listen, people of God, people of Yahweh, amen. I love you guys tonight. But if you really want to sow, you can sow. My Cash App is the Cash App sign, Sylvia Hunter, 1260. Again, it's the Cash App sign, Sylvia Hunter, 1260. If you want to sow by PayPal, it's, Lord have mercy, I've not said this in so long, so y'all have to excuse me. But it's paypal.me paypal.me/PastorSylviaHunter. That's paypal.me/PastorSylviaHunter. I have Zelle. I have Chime, and it's my name. Amen. Hallelujah, Sylvia Hunter. Amen. You can look me up on Facebook. Come on. If you need me to, you want me to come to your city, your state, your town for revivals, for conferences, symposiums, book tours, hallelujah, whatever that I have going on that you may feel that I could be a blessing to the people in your area. You can contact me through Facebook, Sylvia Hunter. It's two Facebook pages. One is my page. Both of them are my page. One is a fake page. Well, they've taken over the page, and then I do have my page. And or you can email me at 978-HUNTER. That's 978-HUNTER.PHP, as in Paul, H as in Harry, at gmail.com. That's 978-HUNTER.PH at gmail.com. 978-HUNTER.PH@gmail.com. Amen. So listen, I bless the Lord for each and every one of you. I really wanted to speak. It's one more person who I'm supposed to speak into your life. I don't know who you are. You may not even say anything. Somebody may come on and they still may not be that person, but it's one more person. But God has a word for you in mind. But listen, y'all, my time is up. I got to go. I love you guys. Listen, meet me to here next week, the same bad station, same bad time. We're looking forward to speaking words of exaltation into your life. It's been real, Dr. Kim and Kim. I'm out of here. Shalom.
Amen. Have a great night.
I'm trying to get ready. I'm trying to get ready. And to get ready. Sometimes I wonder how long can the world continue to stand with brother killing brother, no love in this land. But the natural truth is command for us to love our fellow man, yet we choose hatred and guns, brothers killing brothers and fathers killing sons. Thought I walk by faith and not by sight, stay on our knees until our brothers get it right. One day we all will see the light. We all will see the light. Yeah. Make no mistake about it. The Lord.